I'm Tom Ackerman. Welcome back to the home of the St. Louis Blues, KMOX. And joining us in studio, Marty Zanica and Jake Bain. And we're going to be talking about Pride Night at Scott Trade Center. It's February 6th against the Minnesota Wild. The Blues will host their second annual Pride Night. Join LGBT friends and family. Watch the Blues take on the Wild. It's a special theme night ticket that includes a Pride Blues rainbow baseball style cap and much more. And Marty, it's great to have you here on KMOX, and Jake, you as well. Marty, I wanted to start with you, just the excitement and the history behind putting Pride Night together.
Sure. Well, this is our second year working with the Blues to put Pride Night on, and the first year was a great success, and so we said, why not do it again? We're encouraged to see that St. Louis sports teams take a stand on diversity and equality and the inclusion of the LGBT community, and their support shows that St. Louis is committed to being a city that values our community, which is great. You know, you've seen the other major league team here in town do the same thing. The Blues did it first, and I think they were a leader in doing that, and then the Cardinals jumped on board as well. So we're seeing that the support, not only in the community, but in the sports arena as well, is encouraging for our community to move forward.
What was the reaction throughout the LGBT community after that first one?
You know, it was very exciting because the Blues took it upon themselves to do it on their own, and they reached out to us. Which is great. Normally, we're the ones having to reach out to folks and say, hey, you know, this is what we're about. You know, we're sports fans, too. We like to have a good time. You know, we're your brothers, your sisters, we're your neighbors, your coworkers. We're everywhere. And we're just like everyone else, and we want to support the hometown team.
Well, the Blues are doing a really good job of getting into the community and supporting St. Louis, and that's just another way of doing it. So, again, that night, which is coming up Tuesday the 6th against the Minnesota Wild, a big opponent, got to knock them off. And then the crowd will be entertained not only by hockey, but also they'll learn a lot, won't they?
They will. We'll also be on site as well with information talking about the resources that Pride offers, Pride St. Louis offers to the city and our community. And we'll be handing out beads and flags and just having a really good festive time. So there'll be more than just the color blue in the crowd, that's for sure.
Jake Bain, your story is courageous. You're an outstanding athlete. You were a state champion. You're the captain of the John Burroughs football team. When you were a freshman, you told one of your best friends that you were gay. You kept that information to yourself until your junior year when you told your parents and some other people close to you. From freshman to junior year, what was life like for you to have to hide that information?
I mean, going throughout the entire process of my freshman year when I was very afraid to come out, and I didn't think I would ever be in the position where I would be comfortable enough to come out. Going from then to all the way up to my sophomore year where we have this amazing football season, we won state, everything's great. And I think the persona around me at that time was that he's this really macho jock guy at Burroughs. And I think that I was at the same time. I mean, I think going throughout that whole season, it was just such a great experience. I mean, we got a lot of attention and winning state. And so that was definitely a very high for me. And then I get to junior year. I start thinking, man, I don't know if I can stay in the closet anymore. I started realizing that I'd been given a platform almost to kind of shed a light on things that I was having to go through. And so I reached a realization that luckily, the school that I was at, that I'm at right now, John Burroughs, is a very accepting and opening community. So I knew that if I were to come out, that I would be embraced and supported by all the members of my community from John Burroughs. So I knew that I had a good starting block to kind of propel me into what I kind of wanted to do to help support the rest of the LGBT community. So I mean, once I came to the decision that I wanted to come out, I think it was definitely scary at first because I knew that I would have a lot of positive reactions from those at my school who were going to support me and who have always supported me. But I also knew that I was kind of putting a target on my back. This was a time where recruiting was really starting to rev up for me. And I mean, there haven't really been very many openly gay athletes that have played college sports in any sport, let alone football. So I knew that I was kind of taking a leap of faith and hoping that me coming out and me being openly gay wouldn't be an issue with my recruiting process. And luckily, I found such a great great school like Indiana State that was able to take me. So just kind of going through that 2 to 3 year process was a lot of ups and downs, very scary at times, but it's definitely something that I'm glad I did.
Now you're going on to play for the Sycamores, Indiana State, located in Terre Haute. Great school, great people, and great people at Burroughs. And as you said, they were there to support you in what you knew was going to be a challenging time. Maybe you didn't know how challenging, or there was a lot of unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing, is that perhaps a lot of that negative reaction came from people who didn't know either, who had a lack of understanding or knowledge. Wouldn't that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of the times when people discriminate towards members of the LGBT community, I think a lot of the time these are people who have never actually met someone who is gay or met someone who is a member of the community. So when you really start to realize that there's all types of people who can be gay and all types of people throughout your... I mean, there's people who... in any work field or in any sort of sport or things of that nature, that there's going to be gay people. And so when people realize that there's like Marty said, we're around everywhere, we're in the community. When people realize that they're just as normal as anybody else, they're the same type of wonderful people that you would expect out of anyone else. So when people can realize that, then I think that's when it becomes a really special moment. And I think as long as people are willing to be open to meeting all these people from our community, when people are willing to kind of hear their story and hear what we've had to go through, I think that's when people can really start to realize that, wow, these people are great people just as well as any other straight person would be.
I have a close friend who works at Burroughs, and he sent me pretty quickly the video of you addressing the students. Take me to that moment where you're about to walk out in front of your fellow students and address them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I got much sleep the night before. I was definitely very nervous. This was something that I kind of wanted to do for a long time. Actually, I'd written a few different coming out speeches that I had planned on giving throughout for that freshman to junior and even to my senior year throughout that time period. But I felt like this was the right time. People had already known that I was gay, but I think this was I had never really publicly said anything about it other than to a few friends, and I just kind of let it spread through that nature. So I really wanted to get up there and just talk to my community and let them know that let them know of the story that I've had to go through, and that it's not always all sunshine and rainbows. There's a lot of hardships that I've had to go through to get to where I am today, and I thought that it was very important for everyone in my community and people outside of our community even to hear that story and to realize that people like me and people throughout the entire rest of the community, we're going through a lot, and it's important to be for the people who were out there who were not sure if they wanted to come out or were afraid of what kind of reaction they might get. I wanted to let them know that yes, it'll be a hard road, but that you have so many people that are behind you in your corner to kind of support you and lead you to being able to kind of be whoever you want to be.
What about a night like this in front of a crowd of 19,000 plus at Scott mm-hmm. Trade Center?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for me to kind of just to show everyone that like it really doesn't matter who you are or what you believe in, what sport you play, stuff like that. It really doesn't matter about any of that. I mean, anybody can be gay, and the fact that the Blues are being able to take this opportunity to show that for a kid like me, a kid who was growing up playing sports, I mean, I looked up to the Blues players my whole life, and I looked up to Cardinals players my whole life. So, I mean, to be able to, for kids, young kids like me, to look up and see that these guys are supporting the LGBT community, and that our whole organization, the Blues organization, is coming together to support the LGBT community. It's a really special moment.
Let's talk some football for just a moment. You're going to Indiana State. What positions have they talked to you about playing?
So I've played running back and receiver in high school, and so I think they're actually going to transition me to a cornerback and to a punt return and kick return specialist. So that'll be a new opportunity for me. I haven't played much defense, so it'll be interesting. But it's definitely gonna be really fun. I mean, our cornerbacks coach Dion Broomfield, he played at Iowa State, and then he played with the Buffalo Bills for a few years. So he's definitely got a great knowledge of the game. So I'm definitely excited for everything that's gonna come when I get to Indiana State.
So obviously they like your speed a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. We look forward to that, and we definitely look forward to the 6th. It's a great night, Marty, at Scott Trade Center. Give people just a little more information, again, what they can expect, and there are some theme tickets that can be had, stlouisblues.com, and that way you can lead yourself toward getting that commemorative cap and also an opportunity to purchase a shirt as well.
Correct. Yeah, just go to the Blues website. There's still a couple tickets left. You know, you have to buy the actual theme ticket to get the giveaway of the hat, and then it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a very festive atmosphere. And like I said, we're going to be on site. It's stories like Jake's that really got me encouraged to get involved in the community. I serve on a volunteer board with about 11 other folks in the community. And we do more than just put on a festival downtown for 250,000 people. This year, we opened a Pride Center at Vandeventer and Shodo that's open 7 days a week for those kids and folks in the community to come out and just learn who we are. If they're looking for resources, don't know where to go or what to do, are looking for someone just to help them figure out the right steps to take, or even information for parents. There's community groups out there that provide resources and help to those folks to deal with things, you know, with children coming out and what's out there and the perceptions and the stereotypes that our community faces every day. So that's why we have partners like the Blues to do things like this, to show folks that we're out there, we're everywhere, as we said earlier. And so we really encouraged folks to come out, see who we are, and just have a good time.
Well, hats off to the St. Louis Blues. A terrific night lined up. Pride Night, February 6th, Scott Trade Center, Blues and Minnesota Wild. Again, the information at stlouisblues.com. And Marty and Jake, great to have you in studio at KMOX. We'll do it again.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Back in a moment. I'm Tom Ackerman on the home of the best Blues coverage, KMOX.